There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, welcome to South Connect. This segment brings all the latest news and updates from the states of South. Let's go first to the state of Andhra Pradesh. An 8-month pregnant woman in Andhra Pradesh was carried by her husband and other villagers for 12 kilometers through a forest so she could make it to an ambulance. This 22-year-old Jindamma, who was suffering a labor pain, gave birth on the way. Her baby boy died before she could get to the ambulance. The next story is about the Andhra Pradesh government is in a process in setting up iHub. That is the Intelligent Hub, a first-of-its-kind global research center for scientific learning with an initial investment of ₹245 crores spread over 5 years. Next comes the state of Telangana. Telangana's new sports quota policy faces backlash. Sports association and sportsperson from across the state were on a hunger strike in Mahabubnagar's Dharna Chowk for 14 days, which ended on Sunday, demanding that the government save the spirit of Go 74, which was issued in undivided Andhra Pradesh in 2012 from getting diluted due to the issue of recent Go S. Now the next news is about around 4,383 new Gram Panchayat will come into existence in the state from August 2nd. Besides making grand arrangements to celebrate the event, the state government has begun effort to ensure smooth functioning of the new Gram Panchayat until the election are held. Next is the state of Karnataka. The demand for the separate North Karnataka state puts JDS Congress in crisis. Chief Minister H.D. Kumar Swamy is now battling with the first major political crisis of his 2-month-old coalition regime for the separate North Karnataka state picking up. Leaders from the region consisting of 13 districts are planning a band from August 2 to press their demand. The next news is about Karnataka has emerged as a top state in installing renewable energy, overtaking Tamil Nadu, which had long been India's top renewable energy performer. Next comes the state of Kerala. Kerala's chief minister on Monday said that the Kerala diaspora opting for the amnesty scheme announced by the UAE government will be flown back to India for free. In the statement, the chief minister said that the amnesty scheme starts from August 1st to October 31st, all those who wish to return from UAE to Kerala. Chief Minister Pinari Vijayan will undergo a treatment in USA. He will be treated in Minnesota. The duration for his treatment will be from 17 days. He will leave for the US on August 19 and will return back to India on September 6th. The next story is about the high-range Idukki Dam, one of the highest arch reservoirs in Asia, is set to be opened for the first time in 26 years. The water level of the Idukki Dam has reached to 2,395 feet on Monday, prompting the authorities to issue an orange alert. The Kerala government has to put the Army, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard on alert to meet any eventuality. The next state is Tamil Nadu. The senior Tamil politician M. Karunanidhi, the 94-year-old leader from DMK, is said to be in a stable condition after the health scare as the state of Tamil Nadu prayed for his recovery. Tamil Nadu Chief Minister Palaniswamy met him yesterday and told the Indian media that the much-respected leader is feeling better and recovering well. The next story is about the closure of the Vedanta Sterlite copper unit in Tamil Nadu that had led to a rise in import of the copper worth of $2 billion. The export loss is over $1.5 billion, resulting in an overall loss of 20,000 crore to the economy, says the top company's official. The statement comes amid National Green Tribunal refusing to grant any interim relief to the Vedanta, which had challenged the Tamil Nadu government's order to permanently shut down the unit. That's all for today in the South Connect. For more news updates, log on to www.hwnews.in.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.